Joining me for Tech Talk, as always, Trevor Long from EFTM.com. Oh, Trevor, are you over your hard work week last week where Samsung took you across to New York?
Oh, look, when Samsung invites you somewhere and pays for your flight, you take it. But it was a hard week, actually. There was a lot going on over there, and then we missed our flight home, so that was great. But anyway, no, it was a tough week, but some great products to see. New foldable phones, pretty much as predicted, a new version of the Fold, a new version of the Flip. Now, honestly, if you haven't seen these things, it is about time you looked at them, because it's just so remarkable, the technology that is a piece of glass that folds in half, right? Now, the expensive one, the Fold, is $2,500. It's a big, thick, fat smartphone that opens up like a book to reveal a tablet. But the Flip is the one I love. It looks like a normal smartphone and then folds shut top to bottom. And it's got a better battery life this year, more features in the cover screen, which is the little screen that you see when you are when the phone is closed, which allows you to respond to text messages, see who's calling and all that kind of stuff. But the battery life was critical there. So it's great that they've improved that and kept it at the same price, $1,499, which in this day and age, with inflation and all these things going on around the world, I think that's a big win for consumers, that they're about to keep the price the same.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, we won't go into the price of Apple products, but Apple's celebrating 40 years in Australia. Is that correct?
That's spot on. Now, you think Apple as being the iPhone, iPad company, but you've got to remember they had the Apple IIe, the Apple computer, the Macintosh, all these computers back in the day, and that's why they're celebrating 40 years in Australia. Now, their head of environment, Lisa Edwards, that's not a name, but it's close, came to Australia. She's a direct report to Tim Cook, and Lisa Jackson is her name. She came to Australia to announce, not only celebrate 40 years, but she announced a big investment. They were buying green power from a new wind farm in Queensland.
Okay.
But at the same time, also announced that by 2030, every Apple product through its lifetime would be carbon neutral. Now, that means that from the factory to the delivery to the store and to your usage of an Apple product. So when you plug in your battery and charge it, Apple is offsetting that electricity. No matter where you get your electricity from, Apple is offsetting that. So it's a pretty big environmental commitment that someone the size of Apple only could make.
Yeah.
And, if green is your way of life, then that's a big commitment from Apple.
Watch this space for that. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. Look, it's not something that I go shopping for, green stuff, but I'm happy to know that I'm doing the right thing by the environment by using an Apple product. And in 2030, that's exactly what you'll be doing.
Yeah, okay, wow. Well, look, sports streaming, streaming in general has just changed the way we've lived, but sports streaming service Kayo, new record numbers.
Big numbers, 1.3 million subscribers. So this is the annual results of News Corp, which owns Foxtel, Fox Sports, Kayo Binge. 1.3 million subscribers. For perspective, there's 1.4 million Foxtel customers. So, I would argue there's more people now watching live sport through Kayo than there are even through Foxtel, which is a big win for the company because they needed to have an evolution to the future. And one of the reasons they pointed out is because people are not just after live sport. There's an interest, a fascination in sport, and I'll give you Formula One as an example.
Yeah.
If you're not getting up at 1 a.m. for the race, you've now got the option to wake up and watch highlights, watch a mini of the race, or watch the whole race at your own leisure on any device. So that kind of availability, that kind of access, is really driving the take-up of sports streaming service Kayo.
That's huge. It really has changed the way we watch sports, hasn't it?
It really has. And 1.3 million customers and growing. That's 200,000 more than just a year earlier.
Yeah, they can't be wrong. Trevor, always good. We'll talk again next week.
Pleasure, mate.